But what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
What else are you going to do with it?
I really love to drink beer.
Would you like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
Hey, pass me a beer.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it!
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
So much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around to have one more. I looked at the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, the bartender.
One beer.
Hey, the bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3 more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. A true friend stays close no matter what. The best man in weddings today has a few important duties. Keeping the bride's ring until the vows are exchanged, organizing a bachelor party, and giving the first toast at the reception. Back in the days of arranged marriages, a man sometimes needed to take a wife by force if her family didn't approve. Under those circumstances, the best man was the best fighter among the groom's friends. He helped deliver the bride to the altar, and he stood by the groom throughout the ceremony to protect him if an irate brother-in-law showed up. The best man was as much a bodyguard as he was a friend. Proverbs 18:24 says, "Friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks closer than a brother." So what kind of friend am I? And which of my friends can I stand up for this week? A true friend stays close no matter what, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Every home, like every family, is different, and with pets, kids, and other household messes, your flooring needs are different too. Whether your family prefers laminate, hardwood, tile, or the ultra-tough, smart-strand, stain-resistant carpet, Bradville Carpet has you covered. There's nothing worse than walking across a cold tile floor in the morning. So if you purchase a new construction floor package, Bradville Carpet will throw in a free heated floor for your master bathroom. They offer 12 months interest-free financing. For a free estimate, call Bradville Carpet, 285-8117. Located in Bradville on Cobbs Ford Road, Bradville Carpet, your hometown flooring headquarters.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're not done with this unusually warm weather yet. In fact, more records will fall. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high around 83 with rain chances 20% or less. We should easily break tomorrow's record of 79. Then low 80s again on Friday, close to record territory. Rain chances low even on Friday. And then a better chance of scattered showers arriving Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday as a front approaches the area. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you'll stay ahead of weather changes all the time with push notifications for watches and warnings and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Before we get things going this afternoon at 3:06 on Happy Hour, there's a story that's just broken over the last half hour or so about a Montgomery police officer injured, a suspect dead after a shooting in a West Montgomery neighborhood. According to Martha Earnhardt, officers were responding to a call of a man shot in the 1600 block of Westcott Street. When they arrived, they encountered a fleeing armed suspect near the intersection of Hill and Jordan Streets. During the encounter, Earnhardt says an officer sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound and the suspect was fatally wounded. Earnhardt says, because this is an officer-involved shooting, the State Bureau of Investigation is looking into it pursuant to MPD protocol. But the good news there, suspect dead, non-life-threatening injuries to the officer. Bad enough to be shot in the line of duty, but it looks like the officer involved will survive. That's really all we have at this particular time. So that's the big breaking story. I thought today, since it was on Drudge yesterday, George Clooney really wants to be president. And it reminded me of, I love Paul Joseph Watson's pull no punches takes on people like George Clooney. And this one is entitled George Clooney. So let's hear it again.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Oh, good.
That's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because we're not going to be used. Fear is not going to be something that we're going to, that's going to be what drives our country. We're not going to be scared of Muslims or immigrants or, you know, women.
The worst thing about George Clooney isn't the unremitting bull that streams out of his mouth. It's the way he always acts as if he's got the moral high ground. You don't have the moral high ground. You're supporting one of the most corrupt politicians in generations. You're supporting a woman who took $100 million from Gulf State dictators. Countries responsible for some of the worst human rights abuses on the planet. You're supporting a woman who's in bed with Saudi Arabia, a country that bankrolled ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and was involved in 9/11.
Trump is actually a result in many ways of the fact that much of the news programs didn't follow up and ask tough questions. That's the truth.
Really? So if Trump wasn't asked hard questions, why do studies show that he got the most negative coverage out of any Republican candidate?
You know, the ratings go up because they can show an empty podium saying Donald Trump is about to speak. You know, as opposed to taking those 30 seconds and saying, well, let's talk about refugees, which is the biggest crisis that's going on in the world right now.
Okay, George, let's talk about the refugees, because it makes complete sense that you would throw your support behind Saudi Arabia's preferred candidate. You see, Clooney and the Saudis have a lot in common when it comes to refugees. They both whine and bitch about refugees all day long, while taking in precisely zero refugees. Saudi Arabia has 100,000 air-conditioned tents with bathroom and kitchen facilities that can house 3 million people, sitting empty for most of the year. How many Syrian refugees have the Saudis taken in? None. George Clooney visits Angela Merkel to lecture Europe about how they're not doing enough for Muslim migrants, despite accepting millions of them over the past year. How many Syrian refugees has George Clooney taken in? None. Zero, nada, zilch. The guy's got 5 frigging mansions, 3 of which are in Europe. He's just bought another one in Britain for £10 million. Clooney and his wife have got room for a new swimming pool, a home cinema, a library, a steam room, a spa, a gym, a wine cellar, and 8 empty bedrooms. But no room for any refugees. So Clooney, when are you going to do your bit for the refugees you care so deeply about? Or is this just one long, tiresome exercise in virtue signalling? I wonder. How dare you lecture Germans about accepting more refugees from the comfort of your $100 million Lake Como villa, while people in villages like Sumte, with a population of little over 100, are inundated by 750 unassimilated Muslim migrants.
We've lost the ability to get to and tell the truth and get to the facts.
Seriously. This is a guy who throws $350,000 a plate fundraisers for Hillary, and then has the nerve to get on TV the next day to complain about getting big money out of politics. This is a guy who lectures Hollywood about diversity, yet whose new movie doesn't feature one single black actor. He's a total hypocrite, and I'm sick of seeing his smug, self-satisfied face spewing out meaningless platitudes while the media makes out like he's Jesus Christ. Clooney once angrily lectured a journalist who called one of his movies boring. You make a lot of films yourself, yeah? I'd like to see you make a film before you get to talk about it. What a jerk, said Clooney. Well, I'd like to see you listen to the parents of women and children raped by Muslim migrants in Europe before you get to talk about it. I'd like to see you house a single Syrian refugee in one of your numerous palatial mansions before implying that we're all racist for expressing concern about the millions of Muslim migrants pouring into Europe. George Clooney is a total George Clooney.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I know it sounds even more pertinent today, George Clooney. Really.
Could he say can't hang?
I agree. It's Happy Hour. This is Talk 93.1 of NWACD. I'm your gracious host, Greg Gino, my Tom Life sidekick.
Joey
is here too.
And here they are.
Joey, that's disgusting.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything disgusting.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I think it's the opposite of disgusting.
I can't see what's on your laptop.
Shh.
Turn the volume up.
Just learn to like it. It's what I do. It's what I do, you know. It's not anything out of the normal.
You do understand that whole Joey whole thing, I had nothing to do with
it. You didn't? No, that wasn't you?
No.
No, okay.
No, I made a mistake.
Whatever you say. It was an honest mistake.
Anybody says whatever you say,
whatever you say,
you don't
no,
it.
No, it does mean no, I believe it. No, whatever no, you say.
When you say whatever you say, you don't believe it.
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine. Hard feelings. I didn't even have hard feelings to begin with. Just, you know.
I was trying to use my bleep sound effect to say, except instead of hitting, I hit
Joey,
which is right next door to it.
Oh,
and I'm gonna cop out and blame it on my not the best physical condition. I've been real sharp lately.
Your dexterity's been lacking lately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand, I suppose, but didn't you make a comment when I walked up here earlier today to get some headphones?
About what?
About the Joey hole? Didn't you
say?
I thought you said something to that effect.
No,
you and Rich and Jay were here, and I mean, if you had nothing to do with it, why are we continuing to talk about it?
I don't know.
Because I'm fine. No hard feelings. They didn't exist in the first place.
You're a good boy. Well, you know, we have a birthday coming up.
Yay!
And the celebration begins tonight. We're going to make a 9-day ordeal out of this.
9 days of Emily?
Yeah, the 9 days of Emily's birthday, my true love gave to me. And we're celebrating. The first celebration is tonight at Baumhauer's, and guess what?
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
So come and join us tonight. Emily will be there, and no doubt some of her, I've worked with a lot of women on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's generated just out of the box, you know, heartfelt, please go out with me phone calls.
Yeah. It's been, well, it's great for her. It's a testament to who she is, but, you know, I'm not trying to call anybody out, but.
No. They just throw it out there for her.
Yeah, sometimes the desperation is palpable.
And, of course, we hear the story about that guy she dated for a while that was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about getting the drunken phone calls at 3 a.m. I'm not worthy of you. I'm sorry I wasn't enough of a man.
You know, it sounds like the guy was, you know, owning up to his mistakes. And yet, you know, that's what happens when guys show their feelings and are a little vulnerable and they admit they were wrong. They get mocked.
Look, I'm still a little bit off my game. I went from two twenty Tuesday morning till noon today with no sleep because the prednisone they give you when they treat you for this.
Yeah, the roids.
Thing,
yeah.
This, and it just they just wouldn't let me sleep. I didn't take one today. I was afraid.
Mm.
I got a whole hour. It's still a little bit raw in the throat and stuff, but making progress. I don't want to whine and complain. There are people facing far more serious challenges than I am today.
No, you're doing great.
But I am going to do a little shot of glutathione. Do we have a spoon up here?
I don't see any.
I used to have one on a chain around my neck, but that was a long time ago. We've changed since then.
I mean, you could eyeball it. You don't necessarily need a spoon.
And I could stir it with this bonus dog biscuit I keep.
Oh, yes.
In the sack. Anyway.
No, I've decided today that I don't care how it feels outside. I'm going to have to bring in a warm winter coat if I want to be comfortable in this studio.
What's the temperature?
That is set at 69. I don't know what the actual temperature is.
I don't even know if it was on.
The actual temperature is 68. That's why it wasn't on.
Yeah.
Because we're blasting cold air into here.
But I'm warm.
I know. You like it this way. Dan likes it this way. So I'm just going to have to bring a jacket.
Well, you usually do wear one anyway. What happened to the preppy jacket days?
It's because it's warm outside. And I'm not thinking.
Joey, you... Hey!
Oh, hello.
They did come in.
Oh, my.
They did make it.
We didn't know.
Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are here in the house. Last summer, you wore it every day.
Yeah, because I had learned, and I had to relearn this. I'm like Mr. Bigglesworth up here.
Mr. Bigglesworth?
But I have hair.
Yes. Yes,
you do. More hair than normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get you two settled in and get some conversation going this afternoon. And I'm here to, once again, guarantee I am non-infectious at this point, so nobody has anything to worry about. And again, Baumhauer's after the show as we celebrate Emily's, I think it's her 33 and a third birthday today.
Yay, fun!
She's going to be there, and we'll have free cake at Baumhauer's tonight to launch a celebration. Joey just stepped out for a second. Let me see what this random call is all about. Good afternoon.
Hello, yes. Okanotis here.
Okansmotis, what's up?
Yes, sir. Sounds like you're going cold-blooded on us over there, Gray.
No.
You think maybe it's those cryo treatments that's got you like you, you know, tolerate cold more than others, or have you always been like this cold?
No, I'm not cold. I'm from Chicago, so maybe I have a higher tolerance for cold.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect you as much as it does a lot of us Southern guys, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm real interested to hear you guests this afternoon, too. I'm going to be tuning in and listening to what all they have to say.
They're here. We're going to get started in just a moment.
Going to be awesome. Look, could I be a big shot again this week?
Yes.
Yes, sir. 5'10", once again.
All right.
Appreciate it, Greg. Y'all have a good afternoon, and thank you again for bringing guests in for us this evening.
Appreciate it. All right, it is 3:20 exactly. Let's take a quick look at the inventory of Jack Ingram signature pre-owned cars. I specifically am asked, now they have over 191, maybe added five to the total inventory in the signature pre-owned category, but the category that they asked me to share with you, for those of you who have new drivers in the family or need a second vehicle, only sold one since this morning. They're great values. These cars in the category of vehicles available for under $10,000 have to earn their way in, and they have to meet the following criteria. A good vehicle history, and as you can see, even the vehicles that are as old as 10 or more years are dressed up in bodies that look incredible, like they just came off the showroom. So no new driver's going to say, I'll be embarrassed to be seen in that. These cars are in excellent condition. Number two, the interiors were well-maintained, literally pristine, and they've got dozens of photos of the inside and outside of these vehicles. But past the cosmetics, the most important thing is what's under the hood. And that's where Jack Ingram and David Ingram's mandate to their mechanics is to get in there and make sure we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. They would rather have zero cars available in this category than one that might become somebody else's trouble. You can look at things like a 2005 Lexus E330, and those things hold up very, very well. Very familiar with the Lexus product. And that's a value at $7,400. They've got large SUVs like a Chevy Tahoe, things on the smaller side, like a Volvo XC70, and more economy cars, Camry sedans, and I just noticed they got a Pontiac Grand Prix in. That's new to the inventory. So stop by and see Tip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Shop online at jackingram.com. 322, Dan Adult, Jacqueline Tomlinson, guests in the house today.
This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season right with big lawn and garden savings at Ace. Now through Monday only. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your local Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With her version of the national anthem, Fergie may have scared away viewers from the NBA All-Star Game, but now she's scaring away possible intruders with the Fergie Ferg Home Security System. A break-in at your home? Let Fergie's mezzo-soprano tones terrify would-be burglars. Fergie's got America singing a different tune, and the melody's all about home security with the Fergie Ferg Home Security System. And for your car, Fergie says boom, boom, pow to possible car thieves. Let Fergie's lovely lady lumps protect your home, family, and property. Fergalicious? More like Securalicious. Is it alarming? Yes. Yes, it is. The Fergie Ferg Home Security System.
I know if I was a burglar and I tripped that alarm and heard it.
That's it. I'm out of here.
I'm done. I'm not going to stick around for that. It's Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I ain't sounding real good today.
You sound fine. You're just being self-conscious.
Yeah, I guess I am. But that's why we have two absolutely fascinating guests in the house with us, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson. You were just making an observation about the president's hair.
I know. I thought he was doing so well, just kind of letting it, like, politely and gracefully gray out. And then, obviously, he changed his mind, and it's orange again.
Well, I asked because I would like your opinion. What you see here, this is my natural color.
Say it's not so.
What do you mean?
People pay for that salt and pepper.
Well, that's
professional looking.
I've been telling you you look good. You just don't believe it when I say it.
Quite dapper.
You're a millennial.
Well, yeah.
What do you know about anything?
I know a lot, Greg. I could surprise you.
Well, I was
that was like the sexiest, like, I know a lot, Greg.
Oh, my.
I could surprise you.
Wow.
I'm buying a nice suit for my daughter's wedding. I'm going to have it tailored. I'm going to look the best I possibly can. I've lost 9 pounds. Found that out at the doctor's office yesterday. I was getting tested. And I'm thinking about putting some color in.
No.
No?
No. Age gracefully. Don't do it.
Don't?
No. Why?
I say if it makes you feel better, do it. If it doesn't make you feel better, don't do it.
She asked a good question.
Why? Why?
Well, I guess because I'd like to... I don't want to look like the old man at the wedding, you know?
You're not going to look like the old man at the wedding. You're going to look like the father of the bride.
How about Botox?
No.
No.
Facelift?
I think we're going to an extreme here.
Creams, ointments, things that tighten the skin, egg whites.
No, and no. No.
Really?
No, if you were going to use egg whites, would you separate your own whites from the yolk?
Isn't separating white, isn't that segregation?
No, not with eggs.
Oh.
We're getting close.
Yeah, I mean, it's not racist to make what a meringue pie.
This is true.
Today you say that. Tomorrow you may say something different.
Well, and yeah, it depends on where you're taking,
crazy.
Why you're making the pie, where you're taking the pie, I suppose, yeah.
Dana and Jacqueline can speak to a variety of subjects, but there is something in the tax bill, which, by the way, has a growing popularity nationally. Trump's approval continues to pop up a point or two. I suspect it's a little higher than the numbers they're showing because people are terrified. Look at the poor father who lost a kid in the Parkland shooting. He had a Trump 2020 shirt on, and instead of allowing for his grief, they just ripped him.
Yeah.
For wearing that.
Mm-hmm.
The president is sitting with students today listening to what they have to say. I don't recall our last president inviting anybody else's opinion in a situation like this, unless it was for stage, you know, like when Obamacare was passed, they had all the stunt doctors show up, you know, to show, like, yeah, the medical community is really behind this.
He did give 14 speeches.
Mm.
Obama, 14.
Yeah.
14 speeches on gun control and gun regulation.
Speeches or lectures?
One and the same.
Yeah. Yeah, with them.
14.
Common sense, gun control. Yeah. And the debate rages on. Yet I heard somebody say something interesting. I think it was on Levin the Monday night. I was listening to him late. And there has not been, none of these mass shootings have ever involved a so-called automatic weapon. They've involved weapons that require a trigger pull. Doesn't make them any nicer or put these massacres in a better light. It's just the misuse of terms and, you know, where does this go? I really don't know what to suggest in the way of a solution, but I think having gun-free zones is a dumb idea. I've been to that campus. I was at that campus many times in Florida. You may know it, too.
Yeah, it's about 2 miles from my parents' house. So it's really hit home for my family and
sure.
In our community.
Yeah, I would imagine. I used to date a teacher that still works there. I've been trying to get her
it's
to come
here. It's a great school.
Yeah, very good. Done career days there and that kind of thing. And as I recall it, you could not just walk in the place.
Well, no, all schools are a gun-free zone.
But we can't have a security officer to take a look at who's coming and going, stopping suspicious-looking people. What do you do?
Well, I mean, he was stopped in a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas T-shirt. I mean, he blended in. He knew where to go. He knew what to pull. It was planned. I mean, we can only put so much regulation on things to try to stop craziness from happening.
I find it galling that the FBI received a specific tip about this kid.
Mm-hmm.
That it was known that he was, the police were called to his house 39 separate times. that he was expelled and boasted about being expelled. So all the red, there were enough red flags there to start another satellite country for Russia. And yet it still happened. And of course, the first thing they want to blame is the gun, as if it jumped off a shelf and went in and just started firing randomly.
Did it not?
Well, if you watch MSLSD and Rachel Madcow, you'd probably believe that, but I can't watch that show, so.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things where it's really easy to sit on, you know, this side of it, and when it doesn't affect us necessarily personally, and we can all sit here and make, you know, well, what if this would have happened, or this should happen, or this law should be passed, or this law shouldn't be passed. I think it's a very difficult situation.
No doubt.
We posted a link on our firm Facebook page yesterday that was a Fox News article that did a direct correlation between some of the individuals that have caused some of the mass shootings in the last decade or so and the direct correlation they have to fatherless homes, and how, you know, this may be more of a moral issue and a heart issue than it is a gun issue, and how we need to look at society as a whole.
Have you noticed, when you see pictures of this guy Cruz and some of the other mass shooters, they all have this blank, deranged look on their face. And the question of medications has come up. Because in this, you know, I lived through the era where being a mother was degraded. You know, that's not a job.
Yes.
And the latchkey generation came along, and kids started raising themselves, fixing their own dinner. Mom and dad would come home too tired, blah, blah, blah. Got to have two TVs, two cars to keep up with it. You got to have two incomes, et cetera, et cetera. But they're about the same age, and from what I understand, a lot of them, they're medicated, because it used to be considered normal boy behavior, rambunctiousness, high energy. Well, now that's hyperactivity. That's an illness, and we got to treat that.
Yeah.
And you wonder how many of these psychosis connected drugs are affecting these people as well. And that's another area to at least look and see if there isn't a thread that ties them together.
I don't know. I heard a story, because, you know, everything's true on the internet. But
yeah.
there was a story that I heard that made sense. Cause everybody's now talking about different countries and how Japan has this and China has this and Australia has this. But I saw a press conference not too long ago of, I believe it was a Kentucky representative or senator, where he was saying how, you know, 30 years ago, we had more guns per capita in family homes in the United States, but less shootings. And it wasn't because of we had less or more guns. It was because society as a whole was different. You didn't have as many divorces. You didn't have as many psychotropic drugs. You didn't have as, we didn't live in a society where we were scared to discipline people. People were scared of rules and regulations, and not everything was so disposable.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a disposable society. These kids have no idea what it means to be forever.
And given what the two of you do, I would imagine you run into a lot of situations with kids that have been greatly impacted by these societal changes. The ease of divorce. I mean, old enough, you know, when I got divorced the first time, I felt like I was kind of scandalizing our family, you know?
Well, and that's part of, I guess, an argument against no-fault divorces. You know, if you look to Mississippi, it doesn't have no-fault divorce. Just because you want a divorce doesn't mean that you get one.
Really?
Really. It doesn't have no-fault divorce. You have to, if one spouse wants a divorce and the other one doesn't, you have to have done something. I mean, you have to have, you
they
know,
have
committed, you got to have committed adultery or domestic violence or something like that. So that's one reason why people argue against no-fault divorce states, which here it's, we call it irreconcilable differences and an irretrievable breakdown of the marriage, but in essence it's a no-fault. It's just you can't get along, you fuss and fight, and you can't live together.
Question, in a state where you have to prove it with grounds, doesn't it almost guarantee that any divorce is going to be ugly?
You know, it...
With accusations, finger-pointing...
I don't know. Dana, have you noticed that in any... Well,
they get pretty dirty here, and we have no fault divorces. Right.
No kidding. Well, and that's the thing is, in Mississippi, if you both want a divorce, you can both get a divorce. But if that one spouse, then yeah, it would motivate, you know, someone who really wants out of a marriage, whose spouse hasn't necessarily done anything, you know, to invent something that, you know, he or she may or may not have done. That's actually one of the things about domestic violence is, you know, far more often than not, domestic violence happens in the home. Mm-hmm. And it happens in the home with just you and that other person there. And that's why you have so many false accusations, and, you know, it really waters down the people who are actually victims of domestic violence. But that's why it's so hard to prove, and it's so hard to disprove, is because it's almost always he said, she said.
We'll come back to all of this, plus there's some things that come with this new tax law I wanted to ask you about as well, as the alimony deduction goes bye-bye.
Yeah,
how that
scary.
Might impact things. Yeah, I would imagine it would be. 3:37, we'll hit the traffic dungeon and see what's going on with Mr.
Waka Waka.
We had a Montgomery police officer injured non-fatally in a shooting on the west side. We'll get an update on that for you as well during the hour. And then at 6 o'clock, we head over to Baumhauer's to celebrate Emily's birthday today. Well, it's not today, but the celebration starts today. There will be cake, and we hope to see you there at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. We were getting our first summer with a pool that came with the house we bought, older home, therefore an older pool, older cleaning system. When they started hitting the mid-450s, I thought, what can we do here? You know, Clark's did their thing. They made sure our AC was running smoothly. That was not the problem. It was the pool. So Blue Haven came along and talked to us about smart pool technology and a system that not only yields a better result with bottled water, quality swimming water, but far more energy efficient in the process. So we had it installed, and it's amazing the difference it's made, $40 difference, and that was less than a full month of it being in active use at our house. So it does pay for itself, and you can see with the naked eye just how great the water is. Now, if you want a pool built, Blue Haven's been doing that since 1954. They're the number one pool builder in the U.S., and they're very, very creative. The modern pool has so many different features and things, and they can be designed to fit virtually any type of property. So it's certainly worth the phone call to 277-3100. Ask about smart pool technology. You can literally turn the lights in your pool on through your phone, turn the system on and off when you need to, and see it all happen live. That's BlueHaven.com or 277-3100.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things looking pretty good out on the roadway still. No problems on the interstate systems. A little stop-and-go stuff around the boulevard, nothing big. Atlanta Highway looks real good, and the 31s are all clear so far this afternoon. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register and get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the College for Real Careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're not done with this unusually warm weather yet. In fact, more records will fall. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high around 83 with rain chances 20% or less. We should easily break tomorrow's record of 79. Then low 80s again on Friday, close to record territory. Rain chances low even on Friday. And then a better chance of scattered showers arriving Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday as a front approaches the area. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you'll stay ahead of weather changes all the time with push notifications for watches and warnings and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Your home, your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going home sale. It's a wall-to-wall get or gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Best, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Google rolled out its new Google Pay for Android. It's kind of like Apple Pay, only not really. And it replaces Android Pay and Google Wallet because those are two apps, but this is just one app. So now Google Wallet is known as Google Pay Send. Download it today, even though you may end up with Android Pay until the updates are available for everyone. And pretty soon, people in the United States will be able to exchange money Venmo style. And who even knows what the hell that is? Aw, screw it. Here's my debit card. I mean, I would offer you cash, but nobody even takes that anymore.
And welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Greg, Joey, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson. May I play the...
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, we always like our disclaimers.
But we're here to talk about a whole range of things and your expertise and the situations you've handled and stuff. You've got a lot of insight and wisdom on damaged kids. And specifically, I'll be interested in more of your thoughts on this young man behind the Parkland shooting. But let's grab this call from Big D. Does that stand for divorce?
No, doesn't.
Okay, because there was a song by a country guy back in the 90s.
Big D and
Yeah.
Right. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all, and I may be wrong, maybe it's changed, but I know a lot of people here in Alabama who have gone to Mississippi to get married because they were underage. If that's still there, that's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? That they have to get a divorce over there instead of an annulment. And I'm going to shut my mouth and go on back on the radio. Thank y'all.
There were a lot of points there. As far as annulment, those are on very, very, very narrow grounds. Like, you don't just say, I don't want to be married anymore and, like, get it annulled. Like, people go to different states. It's just like, you know, gay marriage. They mm-hmm. went to different states to get married. As far as, you know, the age, I'm not sure what age that you have to be to get married in Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi.
Is it like 15?
Okay, I'm from Mississippi, so I can talk about it. So, just odds are it is lower, okay? Because we're
how
Mississippi.
How much lower? I mean...
Well, here's the thing is Alabama's age of majority is 19.
But
all around us is 18.
But you can get married at 16 here.
I don't think it's 15 in Mississippi. I think it's 16. We'll have to Google, but... But that's
14.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. We're Mississippi. We really try. You know, we just appreciate. Alabama's just got to appreciate Mississippi, you know?
Well,
that makes you not last in something.
There's a lot of situations where we.
15.
We'd be the least.
I know some very mature 15 year olds.
15, you get married in Mississippi.
Well, in Mississippi's defense, I believe you can get married in Alabama at 16 with parental consent.
It's true. Yeah
so
it's only a year.
It's a measly 12 months-ish.
Good, they're all good to eat.
But yeah, as far as, you know, going across state lines, is obviously nothing new.
But that doesn't mean just because you're married in Mississippi that you get divorced in Mississippi. Mississippi may not have jurisdiction at that point.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, if you last lived together as husband and wife in, you know, a certain county in Alabama, your divorce would be in that certain county in Alabama. But, you know, it's just like going across the state line to buy cigarettes. People from Alabama, I'm from Columbus, Mississippi, so it's right on the state line. And people from Alabama always used to come over because it's only 18 to buy cigarettes across mm-hmm. state line. It's 19 in Alabama.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not cheaper anywhere else anymore because they keep, you know, they always, and here's the thing, 30%+ of people in poverty smoke. So when they raise the taxes, they hurt people that really can't afford it to begin with. I suppose we could wave our fingers and say, well, if you're in poverty, you'll just have to give it up. Easier said than done. Gerald, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the security in the schools.
Yeah.
I can't understand why we have schools that have 500, 600, 700, maybe 1,000 kids, and we don't have a couple of those dads that are not retired or grandfathers that are not retired that could take some police training. You know, some of them are in fairly good shape, and police training and just volunteer. You know, just do some of that in some of the schools. Not all of them, probably, but... You know, we'd probably get a lot of volunteers. I know I would do it. You know, just be a volunteer and go into school, and once I have training, you know, just, you know, do something. We're not doing anything now, and I just think there's got to be some retired fathers or grandfathers in good shape that could, you know, do something like that, volunteer and get police training and be in the school and volunteer, you know, rotate days or whatever. Do something.
Well, Gerald, if I could, I think that's a phenomenal idea. And just to give a little update so that people in our surrounding area can understand a little bit more about what it's like to be a high school student down in South Florida. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is a major campus of a high school. It's larger than Faulkner, okay? It's a multi-building high school that probably had close to 1,200, if not 1,500 students. It's a very large school. Those schools are covered by... The Broward Sheriff's Office has deputies that actually monitor the campus, and there usually is. I can't speak to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas specifically, but I know my high school was very similar in size. We had one, if not two, deputies that were there at all times when the school was open, as well as courtesy officers that would patrol the campus while students were in class. So they do have armed security guards that are there. That being said, when you have that many students in a confined area, that it's like herding cats. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. So I think that's a great idea, but it would take a lot of volunteers to.
Well, if you got some folks that have guns, the person is thinking about going in and shooting the place up. You don't know where they are. So he's not going to take a chance if he knows there's somebody in there with a gun. I would think he would think twice if we went in, you know, because he doesn't know where those guys are either, number one or number two. But just, you know, have some folks in there that, with guns that, and kind of deter some of these people that go in there and think they got to run over the mill to shoot anybody they want to, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'm just saying.
They're going to run into some resistance, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it's a great idea.
But anyway, it's just a thought. I would do it if, you know, if I had a kid in school. If I didn't have one in school, I don't have one in school now, but if I did, or, you know, somebody's grandfathers or somebody's fathers are in good shape that could, you know, walk around and patrol the school, you know. I think it's a good idea. It really is. You know, I don't think anybody's mentioned that, but I think it's, you know, you got 1,200 kids in a school, you're going to have several guys that would be available to volunteer. And I don't say just get a gun and go down, but take some training.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. And it's certainly an idea worth discussing. I hope that's one of the ideas they're kicking around at the White House today. There's video of the president sitting with a large group of students, and he's listening. And he does listen, and he's made some comments. I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are on where we can go with this. But let me ask you one quick question here. Given that the FBI was tipped, and this kid had actually made a social media post about shooting up a school, did they drop the ball, in your opinion? Should they be held accountable at some level?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if they weren't spending so much time on this Russia situation.
South Florida was super involved in Russia.
The FBI was.
Yeah, no, it's true. Isn't it funny to find out that that those anti-Trump rallies were actually organized by Russians, and there's fat-ass Michael Moore out there with those people at the Trump Tower in New York?
Here's the thing. I don't think it's a fair assumption to say anybody dropped the ball, okay? Because you have, and I'll use the term lunatics, that make crazy off-the-wall social media posts on a daily basis. It is impossible for anybody to keep up with the amount of crazy that is on the internet. So I think that that's one of many factors that played into this. Like, all kidding aside about the Russia joke, I think that, you know, you have the FBI that's dealing with a multitude of things. There's lots of moving parts, and I think pointing the finger at any one person besides Nicholas Cruz is part of the problem. We are so quick to point fingers, but so slow to make change, and that's what's wrong with this country.
We need to get you on a panel.
No, you don't want me on a panel.
We have a couple of minutes left for calls, so let's get Jim on. You're on with Daniel Dulch, Jacqueline Thompson, Joey, and Greg.
Hey, did you say Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim. I got an idea. It won't cost the taxpayers a dime. Get rid of this stupid gun-free zone law. How many of those teachers you think are going to have probably already have concealed gun care permits? They're going to take their guns to school. That coach that took a bullet for those kids, he's a security guard. You know he's got a gun permit. Take away the gun-free zones and the teachers will get their own permit.
Well, you know, like the Colorado shooter and others, they knew they were going to a shooting gallery. There would be no return fire in those situations. Able to inflict massive casualties.
That's exactly. Get rid of the gun-free zone. There'd be thousands of teachers lining up to get permits to carry guns to school.
Well, they're doing it in Texas in some counties, from what I hear. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We're kind of tight for time. Eldon, let's get you on before Fox at 4.
Hey, man, look, you know, they stopped the piracy on the high seas. You know how they did that? They put armed ex-military on these cargo ships. The insurance people in the ship said, you know, hey, look, we got to do something. And that's what they did. They came together. At first, it was an insurance issue. But with these schools, you know, depending on headcount of students, you have enough inferences to take them, and you put in ex-military as guards, and then you metal detectors. What do you do at the airport? That's what we're going to have to do.
Well, yeah. But I don't think the answer is mass confiscation. And, of course, every time one of these things happen, that's right. You know, No.
We just protect. No, don't confiscate. They will never be able to do that.
Let's be real clear. Confiscation is the goal of the left, period.
Oh, yes.
They want all of our guns.
Yep.
Because the left, and thank you for the call, you know, if somebody on the left doesn't believe in eating meat, they think everybody shouldn't eat meat. if I think you shouldn't eat meat, that applies to me. What you choose to do is your thing, you know, and that's a huge, huge dividing line between the two camps in this country. Fresh edition of Fox News coming up. No recent update on the officer, the Montgomery police officer, shot, but not with life-threatening injuries, thank God. We'll see what we can find out between now and the top of the hour on that situation. Our show brought to you in part, I'll tell you, your AC's getting a workout this week with temperatures. Rich Thomas has brought back the 80s. I'm surprised AHA isn't playing in the sky. It has been record-breaking warmth the last couple of days, and it's going to continue. But Rich told us this morning, he says, I still think we're going to have another Arctic blast or two, and it's that time of the year when you're going back and forth. Plus, with the heat and humidity and the potential for cold fronts, it also makes it severe weather season. What you need to do, though, to make sure you minimize your electric costs, that you've got a system that's going to keep you and your family comfortable through the year, whatever weather Alabama sends our way, get the support of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. A membership is a $159 investment in the protection of that unit that should last longer than 20 years. Rick and Bobby Clark said, make that 30 if it's properly serviced on a regular basis. They leave behind a system when they come out and tune it up that's operating at peak energy efficiency, which is great. That should keep your electric costs down. Plus, you know you've got the benefit of 24/7 on-call service for any heating or air conditioning issue that may arise. Clark's also has an incredible team of plumbers as well. So support your family's comfort and the infrastructure of your home with the best in the business. Clark's employees are all very thoroughly background checked and drug tested on an ongoing basis, so they always know who's going into your home. And you'll love them. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going